Well, today we're visiting with Amanda Graham from the Franklin Market Picker's Parlor. She's in here this morning to visit with us a little bit about the Adopt a Soldier program this holiday season. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Talk about Adopt a Soldier. Where'd you come up with this idea for the holidays?
Oh, well, my husband is a veteran, and so, you know, I've been part of that lifestyle for 15 years, and he's no longer in the Guard, but every Veterans Day rolls around, and, you know, as a business owner, I'd like to do something, but it's hard with my business to feel like what I can give is adequate. So in brainstorming this year, I decided to try to spearhead a community project where people can give back to our local veterans.
All right, very good. Well, folks are thinking about these kinds of things this time of the year anyway, while we're out working to get all those gifts and things for the ones we love. You know, a lot of us are also looking for opportunities to help out those who maybe need a little bit of assistance too. So this time of the year, obviously a great time to do that.
It is. You're right. This is the time of year people really think about giving. And, you know, year round, I hear a lot of people say that they'd like to give back to our local veterans, but they don't know how. So we are just trying to be the middleman and getting something out there for those veterans.
Very good. Well, let's talk about the nuts and bolts of this project. How is it set up?
So we need people to nominate veterans in the area. That's kind of our roadblock at the moment, is not getting enough names. So all we need is a name and an address. And if they have some sort of idea of what the veteran can use or what they might like, it doesn't have to be somebody that's in need, but somebody that we can give back to for their service, whether it's, you know, a night out paid for, or if they need clothing, or anything goes. We're leaving the ideas wide open. We have businesses who have donated and offered services that way. We have 4-H groups, different individuals who have reached out wanting to help, but we really, really need those veterans' names so we can get something to them. So we have the application form on our Facebook page for Franklin Market, and we also have them in store. You can call the Franklin Market. I can email the applications out to people, or they can just pop in. But once we have those nominations, there will be ornaments on a tree in our entryway with a number and then what that soldier needs or wants. We're not going to give out names of the veterans. That will be confidential with me. I'll be doing the delivering. So people who donate will bring their items into the Franklin Market, and then I will donate to, or I will deliver to the veteran.
So just to be clear for folks now, this is pretty much whatever you might be able to do to help out. If it might be a monetary donation, it might be a donation of some sort of an item, a gift or a clothing item, as you mentioned before, or it could be a service that you could provide, right? So if someone, and maybe you get some enterprising teenagers in your family who could maybe rake a yard or two, maybe there's a veteran who's not able to do that and would appreciate that assistance.
Absolutely. You know, I think there are a lot of people who could use things, veterans who, you know, could use a hand, but they're proud. They're not going to ask. So if we have people who, you know, are able-bodied and willing to give their time, I think that's absolutely something that if we said, we're going to do this for you, I think they would be very appreciative of that. So, yeah, anything goes. It could be you know, a mechanic maybe who would do an oil change every so often, or lawn service, snow removal, those sorts of things, free car washes, anything goes.
Maybe providing a ride to a doctor visit.
Sure.
I mean, it could be something really simple that anyone could do. It doesn't have to be something that is grand by nature. It doesn't have to be something that's very physically demanding necessarily for you, but it might be for an older veteran who might struggle with being able to handle some of those other tasks. So this is kind of two-pronged. You're looking for those types of donations, but also looking for the names and of those veterans who might need this type of assistance. So what's the response been so far? Because I know this has been going on for a little bit of time now.
Well, we're kind of surprised we haven't gotten a lot of nominations yet, but we have gotten a lot of people who have checked in wanting to adopt somebody. And unfortunately, we don't have those names yet. So I know there are people out there who know somebody. If they can just pass that information on to them, we're ready to go with people who want to help.
So it doesn't have to be the veteran themselves to make the phone call. It could be a church, mm-hmm. perhaps, who knows of some folks who could benefit. It could be family members, a community group, anything like that.
Right, yep.
Okay, all they need to know is a name and then just how to contact these folks.
Right.
Okay, very simple stuff. Talk a little bit about the impact that something like this can have in a local community like this. We've seen programs similar to this in some other communities. Sometimes, as you're finding out, it does take a little bit to kind of get it off and running, and hopefully this exposure helps a little bit too. But, over time, these things can become kind of life-changing for some folks and very dramatic helps. Do you expect this to be something you try to do long-term?
I think that would be fantastic. If somebody's in need of something right now, they're in need of that all the time. So, if the donor would like to share their name with the veteran, unless if it's a service, they're obviously going to be identified. But, if they want to continue a relationship with that veteran and, the veteran is accepting of that, I think that's phenomenal. And, getting involved in a community project like that, we all naturally want to give back to our community. This is our home, and we want to take care of our people, and who better to take care of than the people who fought for us? So, I think it would be very neat for it to continue on.
Sure. And, you mentioned your husband having the service. Do you have other family members in the past who have served?
No, I really didn't have any experience until I married him. He was in the National Guard for 15 years, and we went through a deployment together. So it was very quick learning for me. We had a 2-year-old at the time that he was deployed, and it was for about 16 months or so total with his training beforehand. So I got roped into being the family readiness group leader because his unit was new down in Red Oak. So they kind of threw the unit together for the deployment, and they didn't have a readiness group leader. So I got volunteered to do that. And so besides learning how to cope with everything on my own, I was also kind of the leader of the pack of families. So it was a very interesting experience.
Yeah, there was a generation before us that saw a lot more activity than we see today, but they, of course, knew very well the impact it has, not just on the soldier, but on the family that's supporting them as well. And we're finding that out again now, and have been over the last 10, 15, 20 years, just how much impact it has back home. And, when you talk about helping out, kind of adopt a soldier, sometimes it might be more adopting a family.
Absolutely. And, if that's something that comes from it, every Veterans Day, I always thank the families that serve too, because they really do serve. Whether it's supporting their soldier just by taking care of things at home, or if it's actually doing monetary or physical things to help support that soldier, families really do serve. And that's what the National Guard really puts out there, is families serve too. So, if families need something, if it's a gift for the whole family to do something or go somewhere, that would be fantastic, because, families make a lot of sacrifices too.
Yeah, we need to continue support from the home front as they do elsewhere. Talk a little bit about the deadlines and things, because it's kind of coming up here pretty quick.
It is. It's December already. So December 13th was our original cutoff for donations, and I can extend that. However, I would like to have everything delivered the week the week of Christmas. So like the 18th is that Saturday before Christmas. If we can try to have the bulk of donations in by then I can spend the next week delivering. But, if we've got stragglers out there, I'll deliver it Christmas Day if I have to.
Okay. And if they have any questions at all or want more information, just call or stop by the Franklin Market, or
sure.
Can they find more information online as well?
It's also on our Facebook page. You can go to just search Franklin Market on Facebook. The phone number at Franklin Market is 712-250-1450, and we are located at 402 Chestnut.
Okay. Simple enough. And you're looking for veterans who are within a pretty close proximity here of Atlantic. At this time, it's more of a local program. Who knows what the future holds? But if you have an opportunity to do that, still chance to make those donations if folks would like to. But again, kind of an emphasis right now on also nominating some of those area veterans who might be able to take advantage of this.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. All right. Well, Amanda Graham, thanks for coming by, and thanks for thinking of these folks and putting this together here this holiday season. Lord knows we have plenty to do this holiday season, but there's always time to help out some others in need. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.